Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. This is the second Wednesday of Easter in the church calendar. What a glorious season. Promise of new life everywhere. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We would love to pray for you. It would be our honor and our joy. If this ministry is blessing you, if it's a part of your daily rhythm, would you consider becoming a monthly supporter? benwardmusic.com/donate. Thank you. May my prayer like incense rise before you, the lifting of my hands a sacrifice. O Lord Jesus, turn your eyes upon me, for I know there is mercy in your sight. Your statutes are my heritage forever. My heart is set on keeping your decrees. Please still my anxious urge toward rebellion. Let love keep my will upon its knees. O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. To all creation I can see a limit, your commands are boundless and have none. So your word is my joy and meditation, from the rising to the setting of the sun. And all your ways are loving and are faithful. Your road is narrow, but your burden light, because you gladly lean to lead the humble. I shall gladly kneel to leave my pride. O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. O God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you.
Praise you.
I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Lord, we want to follow you and learn to walk in your ways. Continually teach us, whether we just started following you or whether we've walked with you for 50, 60 years, God. No matter how long, teach us to walk in your ways anew. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. May my prayer like incense rise before you, the lifting of my hands a sacrifice. O Lord Jesus, turn your eyes upon me, for I know there is mercy in your sight. This is the season of Easter, the second Wednesday in the season of Easter. And our psalm for today is Psalm 119, 1 through 24. Happy are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are they who observe his decrees and seek him with all their hearts, who never do any wrong, but always walk in his ways. You lay down your commandments that we should fully keep them. Oh, that my ways were made so direct that I might keep your statutes. Then I should not be put to shame when I regard all your commandments. I will thank you with an unfeigned heart when I have learned your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Do not utterly forsake me. How shall a young man cleanse his way? By keeping to your words. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not stray from your commandments. I treasure your promise in my heart, that I may not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord, instruct me in your statutes. With my lips will I recite all the judgments of your mouth. I have taken greater delight in the way of your decrees than in all manner of riches. I will meditate on your commandments and give attention to your ways. My delight is in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may see the wonders of your law. I am a stranger here on earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul is consumed at all times with longing for your judgments. You have rebuked the insolent. Cursed are they who stray from your commandments. Turn from me shame and rebuke, for I have kept your decrees. Even though rulers sit and plot against me, I will meditate on your statutes, for your decrees are my delight, and they are my counselors. Show me your way. Show me your ways, Lord. Counselor, your word shows me what to do. Oh, yeah. Show me your ways. Show me the ancient ways. Let me walk with you. Let me walk with you, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our gospel reading on this second Wednesday in Easter in the church calendar, John 15:1-11. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete."
Make my joy complete, God. Oh, make my joy complete in you. Not just pieces or parts, but complete. Oh, I wanna abide in you, wanna abide in you, wanna abide.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this second Wednesday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal Mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
To all creation I can see a limit, but And your commands are boundless and have none. So your word is my joy and meditation, from the rising to the setting of the sun.
Can lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts and continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Or just sit before the Lord. Use this time to let the presence of the Holy Spirit wash over you and flow from within you. There is no pressure. There is no hurry. Just fix your eyes on Him, the author and the finisher of your faith today. Let's lay our own hearts before the Lord now, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations, whatever is burdening you today or giving you joy in abundance. Tell Him now. Lift up your families now, immediate family, extended family, whatever that means in your life today. Lift them up. Acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, lift them up. Pray for your enemy now. Bless the one that curses you. Pray blessing upon them. See the goodness of the Lord as you obey.
Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. Oh God, You are my God, and I will ever praise You. And I will seek You in the morning, and I will learn to walk in Your ways. And step by step You lead me, and I will follow You all of my days.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. walk in his ways today. Let him teach you his ways. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Would you consider becoming a monthly supporter? Penwordmusic.com/donate. Let's pray together again. Bye-bye.